Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Wow, this place is packed. It must be Easter Sunday.
It sure is. Hallelujah.
On Easter Sunday, we gather to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. And in fact, we do that every Sunday, just so you know. Every Sunday is for us a little Easter. Sundays are special days because Sunday is the day of the resurrection. It is for Christians since ancient times the eighth day. Right? You thought it was the first day, but it's the eighth day. It's the day outside of time. The day when something is different. The day when the world is not what we thought it was. Sunday, Easter Day, is the day when the world, when we remember that the world is not what conventional wisdom would have you believe. Right? When the world is not what the news would tell you, or what politicians would tell you, or what even sometimes your neighbors or your family might say. Some around us would claim that the world is a scary place, that it is full of evil and things to be frightened of. Some would tell us that you are powerless, that you are vulnerable. But on Easter, we remember that's just a ploy. Right? That's just a gimmick to demand your allegiance or to try to bring you into a relationship of codependence. It is an attempt to take your power, to take your joy, to introduce breakage into your relationships with your neighbors and with your family. Back in the 5th century, the great Christian leader Pope Leo said, "Christian, remember your dignity. Bear in mind who is your head and of whose body you are a member. You were joined with Christ in baptism, and Jesus' life has been hidden in you and you in him. We live, therefore, in a world not defined by evil, not defined by fallenness, but instead we live in God's kingdom, an unshakable kingdom, an unassailable kingdom, a sure kingdom, an eternal kingdom. Jesus, in his resurrection that first Easter morning, demonstrated that death does not get the last word. Jesus demonstrated the falsehood of any other claim to authority or power. Now, this doesn't mean that we don't still sometimes suffer. It doesn't mean that we don't sometimes still hurt, but now we know. Now we know that suffering is temporary. Now we know that the things that hurt us are fleeting and transitional. They will end. They will yield to the reality of God's kingdom. Jesus' resurrection, which we celebrate on this Sunday and every Sunday, is your resurrection. You have been raised to new life. And the Christian life, the thing that we do when we gather together as church, the Christian life is all about learning how to live in light of this new information, these new data points about how the world works. Christian, remember your dignity. Bear in mind who is your head and of whose body you are a member. Amen.
Amen.